So today I wanted to talk about the event that I went to where I was the guest speaker, and it was in front of a bunch of students who were actually quite warm and receptive. I think a lot of the time when I put myself out there, as I'm putting myself out there as myself, and I went to talk about my role and what I do through Tea and Toast and how I originally came up with the brand, and it was quite nice to be able to put that out there in some ways. However, it's always quite difficult to in anticipating how somebody might receive that message, mainly because the Tea and Toast brand is quite close to my heart and the way that I do business, the very humanistic fashion in which I might approach someone and just be nice and polite to them is the core values of Tea and Toast. And there I was just stood talking to some students about a business and enterprise project that they were running, and I was just sharing some of my experiences around the branding process and how to keep yourself abreast of people's awareness and how to really make sure that you do get noticed. And it was actually quite tricky in some ways to get across the full value of what I was trying to say, because each person is their own business. They've got their own passion and drive and their own values and how they feel that they need to be treated and responded to and seen by others when it comes to marketing. And it was really interesting to give me that ability to sit back and readdress how I might undisguise myself or someone else's brand and to try and see myself for the first time. And that was quite oddly therapeutic. Another aspect of the talk was actually quite interesting, which was my apologies, I've forgotten to mention that it was actually at, the talk was at Leeds Beckett University, previously Leeds Metropolitan University, and the Leeds Beckett Uni Carnegie campus next door to the rugby ground is a really nice building, and the atmosphere you get from the students was actually quite pleasant as well, and I'm hoping that those kind of small details really do add up to something quite large and really do inspire them to aim high, because the ideas that were coming out for their own group enterprise projects was very interesting. It was something that really took me back, in that a lot of the young people there, a lot of the students were really looking at ideas and concepts beyond values that I would consider currently, that they were quite advanced in some ways, because they were really going for it. They were really aiming high with their ideas and concepts, and the initial concepts and ideas they had were boundless. They were really exploring various different avenues. And coming back to how I feel personal about Tea and Toast, and I do try my best to evolve and evaluate the processes that I go through, and what's really nice is that I was watching a bunch of students that were masked and hidden. They were not faced with any of that bureaucracy, the history of the unwinding of, oh, I've already been over that idea and concept and actually it seems like a bad idea, oh, I won't go there again, and those kind of thoughts, the negative aspects of how we might think when it comes to branding can be entrenched in our way of thinking sometimes, and because we've already been there, we quite quickly identify with journeys we've been on and choose to not go back on them. However, watching the students made me consider actually some of the older ideas, the things that happened in the past, maybe ideas that could be revisited and retried and tested in some ways, because if I allowed big thinking and removed any barriers and obstacles that I'm putting in place, in theory and possibly in practice, I would be able to actually achieve these things. I would actually be able to follow through with older ideas and projects, but with a slightly new angle and aspect that's developed more recently. And a really good prime example was one group that was potentially looking to develop a website slash app that could be on some level and some degree slightly boring and mundane, because it was about events, and some would say that it was an event style system that had already been done. However, I quickly came to realise that actually the more that you discuss and involve these ideas, that there is actually a market, and not just a market, but a massive gap in the way that that particular business could exploit the gap, and it could really be a strong existing company. And this isn't just that one business, that was just an example. Each and every single group that I talked to was very unique in the way that they thought, and it was really nice and refreshing to see the idea of big thinking and just have those boundaries pulled away. And it, on the other foot, when we go to, or when I go to these the city council and national strategic initiatives and project development, or when we watch Parliament deliver their new strategic updates on the Skills Council or digital inclusion, as you might have heard me speak about recently, these things are often looked at with the initial idea that old ideas that may not have worked have now come to the forefront and are scrutinised, and therefore can be ignored and put to one side. Whereas that's actually the opposite to what these students were doing. They were just looking and exploring and feeling their way around, and openly feeling like they could scrutinise things rather than dismissing and excluding ideas. It was a real joy to go back and visit that thinking. And the reason for me harping on about how amazing the thinking is because we see large digital companies from Facebook to Google, and for me, one of the favourites would be Pixar as well, being able to just have the time and space to be able to think like this and explore these avenues. And these larger companies that have created the digital media and its means and really driven forward are the ones that have been successful within the digital realm. And they've been successful because they've allowed people to think and be like that, and really push the boundaries by considering all options and not being too negative in some ways. And I think there is some truth in what I'm saying, in that we need to open our minds rather than close them. Our typical go-to often is the negative and to close. And that's my sort of thoughts and reflections after seeing some marvellous enterprising and events work at the Leeds Beckett University